Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Barbara Cole. She is the head of disease control at Riverside University Health System, which is the public health department. Thank you very much for joining me today, Barbara. Appreciate the time.
No problem, Steve. Thank you so much for covering this topic.
Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do as the head of disease control for Riverside University Health System.
Well, yes, I'm the director for disease control with Riverside University Health System Public Health. And in that role, I am responsible for the coordination and follow-up of a spectrum of communicable diseases. So everything excluding sexually transmitted diseases. So we investigate reports of individuals, say, with hepatitis, with measles, with influenza. We do the follow-up, make sure people are getting care that's needed, and evaluate people who have been exposed if necessary.
Now, we're going to be talking about influenza, also commonly known, of course, as the flu. It seems to have really hit the Inland Empire and Southern California pretty hard. First of all, can you go into that a little bit? Tell us what exactly is the flu or influenza?
Influenza is caused by a virus. It's more commonly referred to as the flu. It results in illness in individuals that can include fever, body aches, sore throat, coughing. And the majority of people have it and tend to get better. Some individuals, though, who can have more serious illness, very young children, individuals with other underlying health problems that make them more vulnerable, and our elderly population. So it can be spread to others through droplets, sharing air with closeness with someone, having someone cough on their hand. You know, they don't wash their hands, you shake their hand, you then touch your mouth or eyes, so it can be transmitted that way as well.
Okay, now the flu seems to be different every year. Are there different strains of flu from year to year?
Yes, the flu viruses that are circulating can change from year to year. In terms of the vaccine, the Centers for Disease Control, of course, looks at what they think will be circulating for the upcoming influenza season. The vaccine composition is based on that. Different viruses can circulate at different times. And, of course, you can have one type 1 year, and then there's another strain circulating the following year. And that's why it's so important that people get a flu shot every year.
Why is the flu virus changing from year to year? Is it evolving or mutating?
Well, the virus certainly can mutate. There can be changes in the virus itself, and there's different types. We see influenza A, which is fairly common, but there's also influenza B.
What is the difference between those two?
Well, they're both viruses. There's a difference in their makeup. We tend to see more influenza A early in the influenza season, and later in the season, we tend to see more influenza B. Now, you know, that's in general. It can vary from year to year. And again, the vaccine has a combination of different types of viruses. That's why it's important that people get a flu shot each year.
Do these different types of flu strain have different symptoms?
Well, the basic symptoms continue to be the same. Sometimes you'll see individuals with influenza A having more severe symptoms, but the basic symptoms remain the same, whether it's B or A. And again, it's the cough, the fever, the sore throat, the body aches are the common symptoms.
Okay, what are some of the precautions we should take to avoid getting the flu?
Well, in addition to getting the annual influenza vaccine, another preventive measure everyone can take is good hand washing. So washing your hands frequently and thoroughly after having contact with other people, obviously after touching surfaces, using the restroom, those types of things. Hand washing is a good measure to prevent lots of things in terms of disease transmission. Social distancing, meaning trying to avoid people who are sick. If you have to be around someone that's ill, trying to stay at least 6 feet away so you don't have that real close contact with them. In general, getting adequate rest and good nutrition will help people stay healthy. We also, however, recommend if someone is ill with fever and cough, that they don't go to work ill and that they don't send their children to school ill until the fever is gone. You know, they're feeling better at least 24 hours after they've been having an elevated temperature without taking medication.
So what you're saying is that parents should keep their school children home from school until after the fever is broken.
At least 24 hours after, yes.
Okay, great. Now, emergency rooms in the Inland Empire have also seen a spike in attendance because of flu-related illness. Now, what do you have to say about that? Why is that happening?
Well, we do see a lot of individuals going to the emergency department, and we do monitor the number of influenza-like illnesses, the percent of influenza-like illnesses showing up in our emergency departments, as well as some of our fentanyl sites. So some physician clinics as well as offices report to us. So if you look at our data the week ending January 13th, it had been up, but then it's coming back down. So people are going to the emergency room. Some, of course, may just need rest and fluids, but we encourage if people are having trouble breathing, you know, very ill, very high fever that's not responding, that's the time they contact their health care provider or go to the ED. So the ED's emergency departments are seeing high volume. So we encourage people to look at, is it something where they need to go to the emergency department, or can they call the health care provider and get some direction as to what to do?
Right. Now, you're seeing, as I said, an increase in emergency room visits, but they don't necessarily need to go to the emergency room if they've just got the flu unless they've had a fever for a prolonged time. Is that correct?
Well, if they have a very high fever, they're having trouble breathing, things basically that, you know, they're very, very ill, that's the time to be going into the emergency department or calling their doctor.
Okay, so you recommend that they go to the doctor first, only go to the emergency room if it's a very severe case?
Yes.
Okay, so the flu has hit Southern California pretty hard this season. Have there been any flu-related deaths?
Well, basically, we do monitor deaths, flu-associated deaths, because we don't necessarily know that their death was caused by flu. But we do monitor that in terms of reports to public health. And if you look at this influenza season, and we consider that basically October 1st through April 30th, so for the 17-18 influenza season, we have had thus far 6 influenza-associated deaths, and we've had 35 individuals ill enough that they were in intensive care. And this number relates to individuals 0 to 64 years of age. Now, in contrast, for the 16-17 influenza season, we had 2 influenza-associated deaths and 27 ICU cases through the end of March in 16-17 influenza season.
Do you have numbers on how many people in the Inland Empire in a typical flu season get the flu?
Not individual cases, unless they're 0 to 64 and they're hospitalized in an intensive care unit, or unfortunately it's a flu-associated death. We don't get those numbers routinely reported. They aren't mandatory reports to public health, just the ones I mentioned. So there's more individuals, but I don't have the statistic on it.
Okay, we've talked about how to prevent influenza, how to keep from getting the flu, some of the preventative measures. The flu vaccination is also one of the key factors in preventing the flu. Is the flu shot safe?
The flu shot is recommended for anyone 6 months and over. In terms of safety, it's felt to be safe. Obviously, if someone previously got a flu shot and had a problem, they would want to discuss it with their healthcare provider. It is recommended in terms of one of the main methods to protect people against getting influenza, in addition to the other preventive measures I mentioned.
Do you know what is in the flu shot, the flu vaccine?
Well, there's several. Again, I mentioned it's very technical in terms of the measurement, but it has coverage for influenza A and for influenza B.
Where can the general public go to get more information about influenza?
Well, yes, they could go to our public health website, and I can give you that web address.
Okay, go ahead.
It is RIVCO-disease-control.org. We'll give you information. And in terms of flu availability, they can call the central scheduling for our clinics to see about vaccine availability. And we know it has been available through a variety of sources, but one, people would call their own healthcare provider if they have a healthcare provider. For those who don't, then they can call the 800 number to check on flu vaccine through our clinics. There's an 800 number. It's 1-800-720-9553.
Okay, give that number once again.
1-800-720-9553, and that would be for the county clinics. Individuals, of course, could also check with their health care provider for flu shot availability.
Okay, Barbara Cole, head of disease control at Riverside University Health System, a public health department. Thank you very much today for joining me, Barbara. Lots of great information.
Thank you for covering it.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.